Welcome to Cowboy Church. From AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, at RFD TV's The American. With your hosts, Russ Weaver and Susie McIntyre. And special guest co-host and speaker, Trey Johnson. So sit back and enjoy some good singing. Some great testimonies from top rodeo athletes. And some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hello, this is Trey Johnson. I'm here with Russ Weaver and our friends Ty and Stevie Hillman. What are some of the pivotal moments in your relationship where it's brought y'all closer together rodeoing and thank God hadn't driven you farther apart?
Yeah. One of the defining ones for sure was in the winter of 2015, deciding us together to decide that I'm going to pursue a career. I'm going to start a business. Stevie's going to send her horses in training home, and we're going to rodeo for a living. Starting a business and rodeoing for a living is not generally, from a financial perspective, that wise of a decision, but we really had felt pulled to do that, and we really felt a peace about it, and we definitely prayed about it a lot. And I unfortunately have to say I asked for a lot of confirmation. I wish I could say that we just believed right away and didn't even question it, but I would be lying if I said that. That was a big one because together, as a couple, we made that decision, and it wasn't anything other than us coming together, praying about it, and then us being obedient with where we felt we were both being pulled, and that turned out to be a cool decision.
How many times have y'all gone back to your prayer time and to hold on to what God showed y'all in the very beginning?
We try to stay obedient with daily. We read together daily, or we read separately daily. Just staying in the Word is what has kept us strong and together. You know, we notice when we go through phases where we might be so busy on the road or in life to where we're not in the Word enough. And we know it. We know it with each other. And that's taken time to grow and get strong and know that we need to get back in the Word more and pray and just trust and believe for sure.
Stevie, what are some parallels, like, in your success as a barrel racer, trainer, compared to your relationship with God? How does that work hand in hand, and how does it parallel?
He has us on this path for a reason. This is our purpose, and this is what we're called to do, and we know that. I mean, it all runs together.
When did you first realize that you and God were going to connect along the way?
Probably after high school, or after college. I started college in Oklahoma, and I moved down to Texas to rodeo. That's what I wanted to do, was train horses and rodeo. And I just had that faith, and I knew that that's what I was supposed to do. I was in Oklahoma City. It was kind of a struggle, hard time in my life, and I remember walking down the stalls, and I heard my name. And anyways, that's... Probably, you asked that question. That's probably one of the biggest moments in my life when I knew he was there with me, and he just said my name.
What are some other things that you've done to keep that passion alive and that fire alive on the inside in your relationship with God?
I did go through a period where I needed that fire and that passion lit again. Just trust. Gosh, the last few years, I thought I had faith in God and I thought I had trust in God, but it's grown so much. He has grown my faith personally and my trust in Him through trials and tribulations.
If you had just one more thing that you'd like to share with everybody watching, what would that be?
To never give up on that faith and trust, and when you lose your fire, just find it in the Word and ask Him to ignite that in your heart. Always lean on Him. We constantly remind each other to be a light and be an example, and that's how we get through the day sometimes, is just be a light and be an example, because that's what we're here for. So don't give up on that. It takes a lot of time.
Well, we're hoping you're a light today. I'm wishing you the very best on your run
you.
Today, and
Thank
we'll
you.
Be pulling for you. How's
Thank
that?
You very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm Russ and Trey. We're here with Junior Nogueda. Did I get it right?
Sir, you got it.
Yep. Okay. We're excited to have you here because you're participating in the American this year, and we've been talking around, and we found out you have a pretty good testimony, that you're pretty authentic with your walk with God. Is that really the truth?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah, I try to keep, pretty close to Him, and, He's means everything to me, and then my life has been such a good blessing and through this years, and I like to glorify His name.
Share with us some of those, pivotal moments in your walk with the Lord that got you to where you are now.
Well, it's been awesome, like I said, and I grew up in a Christian family, back home, and I knew it, but as soon as we kind of get to know Jesus, you grew up in church, a lot of people grew up in church but don't have that relationship until you figure it out and just felt the Holy Spirit, and he has a promise to us, and it is true. And I always love to rope, and I really want to be good at it. And then I asked my mom, I want to be good at roping. And she said, well, just pray. And it's kind of crazy. People can just laugh about it. But one day I just get in my room, and I was like 14 years old, 13 years old. And I just prayed, say, God, just help me learn how to rope. Because I was trying really hard. I was working really hard. In one year, I went to the beginning, to the number, back home to the number 10. In 1 year, I learned how to just be from the zero to the top of the border, But I worked really hard, too. Like he says, do your part. I'll do mine. But he would just give you the strength and the wisdom to do it. And, sometimes you got to go through really tough and hard times. And sometimes you feel weak by yourself, but he's always there and help you just go through it. And when I was probably 12 years old, and that's going to be my testimony. It's like I have a few things I like to go through, but this one's very, you touch. It was very amazing what happened. And God is this pastor and the Holy Spirit. He starts speaking in tongues, and he just called all my family over there in the back, in the front of the church. And I was sitting in the back, said, Junior, come over here. And the God was talking to him, and he speaks in tongues, and he just put his hand on my ears, and he said, yeah, I bless you, and I pray for you right now because you need to be able to understand different languages. And he just put his hand on my mouth and said, you're going to be able to learn to speak one more language than the one you have, because I'm going to send you across the oceans and different lands if you stay under my presence. If you don't go to the right, not to the left, and stay under my presence. And I will put in the top of the place you couldn't even imagine. And that's what he's been doing. I don't feel better than anybody else, and I feel him been blessing, and he does what he tell you. He works in the past, he works today, and he works tomorrow, and he's been amazing.
Junior, what are just a few key things that you try to put in place that we could take from your life to help us become everything God's called us to be, the right relationships, your time with the Lord, just some things we can apply today after listening to you?
I think the main thing is the love, Bible says you can have everything, but if you don't have love, you don't have nothing. And I think we need to love ourselves, because he loves us more than everybody, but we need to love the other ones too. We're all the same. Don't matter if you, different color, if you're rich, if you're poor, if you're amazing at what to do, if you're not.
Wait. You said if you're rich or if you're poor? We're going to have a great time at the Cowboy Church this morning. God bless you, man.